The Department of Justice has a duty to defend the Constitution of the United States and to uphold the rule of law. Today, we fulfill that duty by filing the lawsuit.
The nation's top prosecutor, Attorney General Merrick Garland, announced the lawsuit against Texas, calling the state's new abortion ban, SB 8, unconstitutional.
SB 8 bans nearly all abortions in the state after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women even know they are pregnant, and months before a pregnancy is viable. It does so even in cases of rape, sexual abuse, or incest. And it further prohibits any effort to aid the doctors who provide pre-viability abortions or the women who seek them. The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent.
The lawsuit filed in a federal court in Texas argues the abortion ban unlawfully infringes on constitutional rights of women and violates the 14th Amendment, the doctrine of intergovernmental immunity, and the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which says federal law supersedes state law. Rachel Johnson Farias, Executive Director of the Center for Reproductive Rights and Justice at the University of California Berkeley Law School, welcomes the lawsuit. She says it's a slam dunk case with clear precedent, but warns it may not be enough with a conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
The DOJ has to do this to hold the line, but I hope that they're working in concert with Congress so that this isn't left just to the Supreme Court to decide, but that we have some laws in effect that really secure that right to abortion federally. This court especially seems to be making choices based on politics more than the letter of the law.
The Texas law is the nation's most restrictive anti-abortion law since the Supreme Court affirmed abortion access in the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling that gave women constitutional rights to an abortion. Courts have blocked other states from imposing similar abortion bans, but SB 8 differs significantly because it leaves enforcement to private citizens through civil lawsuits instead of criminal prosecutors. Garland calls them deputized bounty hunters.
The statute deputizes all private citizens without any showing of personal connection or injury to serve as bounty hunters, authorized to recover at least $10,000 per claim from individuals who facilitate a woman's exercise of her constitutional rights. The obvious and expressly acknowledged intention of this statutory scheme is to prevent women from exercising their constitutional rights by thwarting judicial review for as long as possible.
He warns that portion of the law sets a dangerous precedent.
This kind of scheme to nullify the Constitution of the United States is one that all Americans, whatever their politics or party, should fear. If it prevails, it may become a model for action in other areas, by other states, and with respect to other constitutional rights and judicial precedents.
Garland says the Texas law could also expose federal employees at several different agencies across the government to civil liability for doing their jobs by these so-called bounty hunters. Diego Zambrano, associate professor of law at Stanford University, says the lawsuit has some strong arguments, and that is one of them.
The idea is that there are a lot of federal program statutes that obligate the government to provide health care and actually funding for abortions in the state of Texas for Department of Defense officials, for military officials, contractors, etc. And the argument is that SB 8 gets in the way of those programs. And therefore, the law is preempted by the federal law. That's the doctrinal term for it.
The lawsuit also seeks an immediate injunction, asking the courts to prohibit enforcement of the law. Zambrano says this is one of their weaker arguments, in part because of the unprecedented scope of who can enforce it.
The U.S. government is asking for an injunction that bars not only every Texas official from enforcing the law, but any private party that may file a lawsuit in the state. And that is a difficult argument to make, that you can actually have a court issue an injunction that way. That's, I think, one of the challenges of this lawsuit.
The Biden administration's lawsuit may never even reach the Supreme Court, since the nation's highest court is expected to take up abortion in a challenge to a Mississippi abortion ban in the coming months. And with the Supreme Court's conservative majority, anti-abortion group Texas Right to Life, a driver of SB 8, said it was working with other states to steamroll similar laws through. It called the Biden administration's lawsuit a, quote, desperate attempt to stop the life-saving law by any means necessary. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.